little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I mean, the other thing we need to be clear about is that jargon and technical language are not the same thing. Telling the patients, using technical language deliberately because you think it's helpful to the patient is a good thing to do. So patients who you know, telling them the names of bits of anatomy, drugs, procedures, diseases, it can be a good thing to do. Okay. To help. It's not that completely avoiding technical language is a mistake, especially for a patient who's got an ongoing problem, than saying, you know, we call this. The thing to do is that when you first use it, or if you're not sure the patient understands, you should check. You know, we call this spondylosis. Is that something? Okay, I'm going to write that down for you. What you have to do is assume they'll Google it. So that sort of judiciously educating patients about terms that are particularly relevant to their setting is actually often quite a good thing to do. And the way to make it not jargon is you're educating them about the correct use of a technical term because you think it's in their interests,
yeah,
given their condition and the potential severity and longevity of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the good habit is if you do that, write it down, because you know then they can read about it, and these days they'll Google it. And think about how important that is, spondylitis and spondylosis and spondylolisthesis, for example. You know, quite a lot of the drug names that are not very different, yeah, disease names that are not very different, that it's easy to go wrong in a Google search.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk reduction.